Since May, hundreds of dead and dying seabirds have been found across the northern Bering and southern Chukchi Seas. The National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have labeled the event a die-off and are coordinating efforts within local communities. Dr. Kathy Kulitz is a wildlife biologist for the Fish and Wildlife Service.
These birds have been starving. They usually appear to have died from starvation. They're very emaciated. The muscles have atrophied. There's a lot of physical signs inside the body indicating they've been starving.
So far, there has been no evidence of disease or toxins in the seabirds. But coastal communities on St. Lawrence Island near Nome and in Shishmaref have all found dead birds, including murres, fulmars, shearwaters, kittiwakes, auklets, and puffins, washing up on shore. Kulitz says most of the carcasses were found in June, but have continued through the summer. This die-off is unusual because of the duration and large geographic area. Since the spring, seabird die-offs have also been recorded in the Pribilof Islands and the northern Gulf of Alaska. Kulitz says it's concerning from an ecological standpoint and because the birds are a food source.
People that live in these remote communities, they rely on birds for eggs or for the meat, and they have noticed that the birds weren't coming to the colony, or they were finding sick birds acting odd.
This die-off is separate from an event that began in 2015 and killed an estimated 500,000 common murres in Alaska. Researchers hypothesize it could be connected to an ocean temperature phenomenon called the blob, like that die-off was. Although at this point, Kulitz says scientists haven't proven that link. If you see dead or dying birds, you can report the sighting to the USFWS at 1-866-527-3358.